appear before magistrates today after Shay Kang was found dead in Rowley Regis on Monday. The Chancellor's posed in Downing Street with the famous red briefcase ahead of what the Conservative Party's hoping will be a game-changing budget.
Can you hold it up again, please, Chancellor?
Is this an election-winning budget, Chancellor? Is this really a turning point?
Jeremy Hunt was joined by his Treasury colleagues outside Number 11. We already know he'll cut national insurance by 2 pence, giving the average worker an extra £450 a year. But with the Tories trailing Labour in pre-election polls, some are hoping he's held back a surprise announcement. A man who was last week found guilty of murdering a woman who vanished from Glasgow in 2005 is to appeal against his conviction. Ian Packer, who's 51, was jailed for at least 36 years for murdering sex worker Emma Caldwell, whose body was discovered in remote woods. A rematch for the White House between Joe Biden and Donald Trump now looks like a certainty. Super Tuesday contests to decide who will represent the two big political parties in November saw major victories for both. For Republican voter Nicole Valdez, her disapproval of the current president is nothing to do with age.
I'm not the only one. He's an embarrassment for our country. The guy doesn't even remember, I think, his own name. Donald Trump is not a very physical, more capable.
MI5's dropped the threat level in Northern Ireland from severe to substantial. It means a potential attack is deemed likely. And John Lewis will raise the pay of its lowest earning employees by 10% from the start of next month. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now today, a little bit of overcast. You might get a little bit of a splattering of sunshine between 2 and 5-ish. But chances are probably not. Light Wednesday, and it should remain dry as we get to tomorrow. Thursday's looking pretty overcast as well. A little bit of sunshine possibly in the morning. And Friday looks like you might get some sunshine. A little bit overcast at the moment, looking quite dull. There was a promise of sunshine, but it seems to have disappeared.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now we're going to start the show start the second half of the show. I say second half, there's three parts of this show, so I don't know, we're starting the middle section. There we go, the middle section. Get it right, Michelle. We've got some more brand new music coming up for you, which is always good to hear some new tunes, which is out now by Shwendi Zenki. It's called Repent and Walk Holy. It's featuring Aaron Dolan, Marco, Tyler, London, Christina and Mauricio. A lot of people involved in this track. So here it is. This is called Repent and Walk Holy.
Change the lane.
have to say Mrs. G is nodding her head to that one. She likes a little bit of heavy music, and she's liking that one. Yeah. Good morning, Mrs. G. Happy birthday for last week. We did wish you a happy birthday for last week. She said, I love a bit of rock music. Yeah, because she's gone to see, like, Muse, and you like the Foo Fighters, don't you, as well, which I do too. I've never seen Muse, and I've never seen the Foo Fighters. There are two bands I wouldn't mind seeing. But I don't know what it is about going to... I mean, Mrs. G does go to a lot of gigs. But the thing is, I'm very short, so... I don't know if I enjoy that. And also, if I want to go to the toilet, I'm at that age. Get a seat, she says. No, but I would get a seat. But the other thing is I want to go to the toilet. And I was, you know, if I had VIP, like, that's fine. Because you go, I'm just going to, can you take me to the toilet? You know, if somebody escort you or maybe lift you in a chair somewhere. I know there's toilets, I know, but you have to queue up. And I just don't know. I want to helicopter into somewhere. Wear a nappy. Oh, shut up. I would like to helicopter in somewhere and then go. See, I was very spoilt. When I first went to London, I worked for quite a big, well-known, I didn't know who they were, actually. It was Nick Mason of Pink Floyd. I didn't know who Pink Floyd were because I like jazz funk, so I had no idea. And this wasn't their heyday, but they were still sort of, you know, on and off doing gigs. And we used to get tickets to go, you know, to go and see them, and we'd have VIP tickets. So my first experience of going to any gig was like VIP. So I wasn't in with the rabble, and that's something. And then anything that used to come through for, like, you know, because sometimes you get sent tickets, or when I worked for the society, I worked for a society newspaper, I know. And that was in the same building as well. We used to get tickets come through for sort of, you know, gigs and events. And me and my friend, we used to just turn up at stuff. Always take a camera with us so we looked like we knew what we were doing. Get a press pass, whatever. And we used to go to all these events. It used to be great fun. Yeah. We used to. The newspaper was, it was a society newspaper, and it went out to subscribers every month, and it was to do with, you know, sort of culture and art and restaurant reviews and all sorts of things. It was a good little newspaper, actually, and because I was working in the building, and then when I stopped working for Nick in the same building, because it's a massive big complex, I went to work for the newspaper, and then I came back and worked for Nick on and off for about 10 years in different jobs in the building. It was great fun. My friend actually still, I mean, that was from when I was 18, my friend still works for Nick on and off. She's had her whole career working for Nick and done very well. Yeah, I think the best thing that she got one Christmas, I didn't get this, she got some beautiful Harrods crackers, which we opened in reception. I wanted to keep some of the gifts, but I wasn't allowed because it was all jewellery and stuff. And then she got a tag watch, which actually has Pink Floyd on it. They had some made special. I never got one of those. I was very, very disappointed. I always missed out. Here's Dua Lipa with Training Session.
Maybe
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. Could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough, could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know. And with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
is a brilliant track by Roachford. Hey, check out the interview I did with him, when was it? About 2 months ago.
just enough. We got all the love we need.
Don't forget with Joe, Fatima Whitbread is coming into the studio to have a chat. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. And after me, you've got Bob Simpson with 1, 2, 3. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you've got Roy Tysack starting his very first show on 1, 2, 3. He's going to be our new regular presenter, along with Scott Ross, Bob Simpson, and Patrick Shering. Now, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be chatting to Richard and to Jodie about the star-studded Strictly Air Ambulance event taking place on the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. You remember I spoke to Steve Drew and Katie Harrison, who are also in the competition. They came in and had a chat last week or the week before. So we've been finding out how it's all going to go and whether or not Richard and Jodie think they can beat Steve and Katie and the others taking place. It's going to be a great night. It's also hosted by Lisa Snowden and David Whiteley. So it's going to be a fantastic event here at the Brentwood Centre. And it's all set up with little tables all round and the dancing. And they've got the professional dancers obviously going to do some show dancing as well. And it sounds like it's going to be a really great evening, raising lots and lots of money for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. That's coming up in the next couple of minutes. Let's do some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Monday the 11th of March, you've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Nights. Takes place each week on a Monday. Essex Arms on Worley Hill in Worley Hill and Brentwood. It's hosted by our very own Kev Big Pigger from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Sessions show every Sunday from 10 a.m. You can find out more on our website.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Well, it's not raining. Not at the moment. This is Travis. Why does it always rain on me? You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch on Phoenix 98 FM.
local radio, because it's radio and it's local.
And now I'm joined by A&E Director Richard Willis, who is competing in the star-studded Strictly Air Ambulance event taking place on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. And he's going to be dancing with Jodie Dieth. She's not actually able to join us, which is a little bit of a shame, but we do have Richard. So very good morning.
Morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. So can you tell us about the event on the 9th of March and why you're taking part?
Yeah, absolutely. So Essex Air Ambulance have been running this event for about the last 13, 15 years as an annual event. And it's one of their biggest fundraisers that they do every single year. It's a charity that's always been quite close to my kind of family's heart. It was something my late father always supported, and so as a result, we just continue to support. We've got Lisa Snowden coming down to host the whole night, as well as some BBC Strictly dancers for those Strictly guests, Strictly fans. Kai and Nadia will come in down to dance and perform, and also then judge.
Now, have you ever danced before?
No, not unless we're including dad dancing.
I don't think you can win the competition by dad dancing. How's it been, and how long have you been training? Did you start training at Christmas time or January?
So we started training early December, so it gives us about a 3-month run in. And yeah, absolutely. It's Jodie on day one of training was like, right, there's not going to be any dad dancing. You're going to do this properly. If you're going to do this, you know, ballroom and Latin, then we're going to do things properly and do it technically. So training started in December. We've been in around kind of work, early mornings, late nights, weekends, etc. And the format is there's five pairs. We all have to do one ballroom and one Latin, and all judged, as I say, by an expert panel. So not only are we doing it for charity, we are actually being genuinely judged on our technique as well.
What have you found the most difficult? Is it the posture, or is it the learning the steps? What's been most difficult?
I've tried to come at it in a kind of a layering way. First off, the steps were impossible to try to remember. It was... It's like, you know, learning the words to a song, but being kind of forced to learn them super quickly. Sometimes it just resonates with you and it just kind of sits with you. So it was kind of that element of remembering all the steps and remembering what my legs and feet have got to do. But all the while, Jodie's like, no, your arm's got to be over here. Your face has got to be looking this way. Your chest has got to be pointing that way. Your hips have got to be pointing that way. And it's all in different directions. So it's... there's a lot to remember, and it's a really different kind of charitable challenge that I've done in the past. I definitely recommend it. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, but it's very, very hard.
Yeah, because all of the professionals, as in on Strictly Come Dancing, they want to win. Because that's in their blood, and that's why they love doing the dancing, but they do want to win. And I spoke to your competition actually 2 weeks ago, Steve Drew and Katie Harrison, and Steve said he might even have a sparkly tie. So is there any sequins on your outfit at all? Are you allowed to say?
I'm allowed to say, yes, there are sequins in one of them, quite a lot of sequins in one of them, which you will see. And actually, if anyone's following any of my social channels, they might have got a glimpse of that in a social post yesterday. Steve is the other male novice. The other novices are three females. So I feel quite close with Steve that we're on the same kind of wavelength in terms of our ability and he won't mind me saying that, and approach to it. We're both there for the right reasons, have a bit of fun. And it will be a really fun night. I know there's still tickets available. it's been quite intense training.
And as you said, Lisa Snowden, who was on Strictly Come Dancing, who's gorgeous and a fabulous dancer, and David Whiteley are going to be hosting on the evening. It's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre. So you've got free parking, and then the Brentwood Centre will have some tables around, and the dancing will be taking place. There'll be show dances as well. And you can get your tickets from the Brentwood Centre. I believe, are they £25 per ticket?
Yes, I think there might be some concessions for children and other ages. But yeah, they start about £25 a ticket. All of that obviously goes, you know, there are obviously some costs involved, but most of that goes straight to the air ambulance. But yeah, the best place to go is probably either the Brentwood Centre's website or go to the Essex Air Ambulance website, which is, if you just Google Essex Air Ambulance, or it's ehat.org. And you can find all the information there, how to get tickets, and if you're feeling a bit flush, all of our sponsorship pages, including Steve's, is on there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing night. And just to say as well, Richard, about the work, because when I obviously spoke to Steve had actual experience as well with Essex Air Ambulance because of what happened to his son. His son was very badly injured and the air ambulance saved his life. So they do amazing work. They get to, if an ambulance can't get there or the ambulance is on the way and it's a serious accident, they actually get there before to help, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And each of their missions, costs around about £2,000, every time they go out. And they go out often six, like, seven times a day. Mm. So you can just see how quickly the costs add up and the importance of fundraising for such a vital support that is very, very little funded by any NHS or government. It's, the majority of it is privately raised through events like this. And so this is their kind of one of their big events of the year. So if you can't make it on the night, then please consider donating on our pages, whether that's my page, Steve's page. You might see some faces that you recognise. We're all quite local. It's going to be a really, really fun night. I just keep on remembering that I am part of the entertainment, which is where I get all worried again.
But you do want to win. This is the point. You do want to win.
Yeah, I'm quite a competitive character. So, I think, actually, if we're going to do this, let's just really give it our best shot.
Yeah.
It is a fun night, and it will be lovely if we won as well. And Jodie, who's my professional partner, who, as I say, as you rightly mentioned, unfortunately couldn't make it today, but she's very keen on winning as well. She competes at ballroom at a kind of national and European level, so she's very competitive as well.
Yeah. Is there a glitter ball? Is there an actual glitter ball on the night? And do you know if you get to keep it if you win?
Good question. I know the answer to the first one, which is a definite 100% yes. I don't know about the second one. I think
It could actually be the one from Strictly. It could actually be that one. Could just pinch it and then auction it off.
Absolutely, because let's face it, it's going to be sitting in the cupboard somewhere, isn't it? Nobody's going to be using it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. So it's for the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, and as Richard said, most of the money to actually do, and I didn't realise this until I actually spoke to Steve, most of the money comes from fundraising, and you will only really appreciate, probably, from listening to Steve's story of his son, and that air ambulance saved his son's life. So they do amazing work getting to accidents quickly and saving lives. And you've probably got friends or family or heard stories of them, getting to accidents really quickly and saving lives, as I said, with Steve Drews also taking part. If you want to get tickets, you can go and have a look on Brentwood's here for the Brentwood Centre website. But all the details are on our website too, all the wsphoenixfm.com. Tickets are £25, but there are some concessions. There are a few tickets left, but there won't be that many. So if you want to come along for a fantastic night of music and dance, and it's going to be tremendous, hosted by Lisa Snowden and David Whiteley, then do book your tickets. It's free parking as well. So I wish you all the best between you and Steve. I don't know whether one of the girls is going to win it, but, fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just for, I'm not expecting everybody to come and watch me and Steve, but for the Strictly fans, we do have Kai Nadia from the BBC show attending as well. So it's an opportunity to watch real professionals live on your doorstep.
Excellent. Lovely. I wish you all the best. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. That looks like it's going to be, sounds like it's going to be an absolutely amazing night there. That was Richard Willis, who is an A&E director, and he's going to be starring in Strictly Air Ambulance, taking place here at the Brentwood Centre on the 9th of March, and it's in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. Now, who would have thought that a lot of their money comes from charity to actually run that service? The things that you learn. I didn't actually know that until I spoke to Steve and Katie last week, so they do a phenomenal job. And it's your chance to support them. Just coming up to 11:39, here is Elton John and Britney Spears. This is Hold Me Closer. Tell you what, I'd love to have a girl Strictly Come Dancing, wouldn't you? I do always, when I watch it or when I have watched it, when I go to get a cup of tea, I always try and do a little, you know, spin as I can't dance. Not with my back. I honestly love it when the Argentine tango. I think the thing is with Strictly, they make it look so easy. And I think when I've had pictures taken, actually just having photographs done, you don't realise how bad your posture is when you've got a photographer saying, can you stand up and sort of lean out? And it's when you do that, you go, oh my God, how bad you are. So you've got to be in a hold position with your back straight, your head up and your arms at odd levels and keeping your body kind of straight at the top, and then your legs kind of, your feet are moving. It's a very uncomfortable, it looks really uncomfortable, but I love the Argentine tango. I mean, there's no way that I would be able to do any of that. I love watching it. It just looks incredible. Yeah, that would be my dance. Not so much a waltz or anything like that, because I don't think I'd be able to do it, but Argentine tango. I can see myself all sort of, you know, you can't see what I'm doing now, but I'm waving my arms. I was told once I'd dancer's arms, Not so much dancers' legs. I never forget it. I laugh so much because I was trying to do tap dancing years and years and years ago. You've got dancers on, my legs wouldn't go. It's weird, isn't it? In your head, it's like when you see somebody playing the guitar or the piano. I've got somebody putting some piano down on one of my tracks, which they've just done, and they've played it the way that I've always dreamed that I can play. And I said in my head, that's how I want to play, but the thing is, from my head to my fingers, it doesn't quite work.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. A1023, no problems. Wilson's Corner running smoothly. A12 heading up towards Chelmsford, no issues there. You do have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction, which will be ongoing for months and months and months while they do the resurfacing work between Junction 13 and 16. And there are some nighttime closures, probably from about 6 o'clock, so just keep an eye out for those. Can't see any other problems on the roads. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. And up to the M11, can't see any issues there. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Still one of my favourite tracks. Was a massive hit on TikTok. Everybody trying to do this dance. It's Jungkook with Usher, Standing Next to You.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Trying to hide, we held our breath to see us.
That is Ellie Goulding there with Anything Could Happen. Now coming up next, one of my favourite tracks at the moment, it is independent. I'm going to be chatting to him, J-Cass and Pajinda, next Tuesday. Can't wait to catch up with J-Cass, and it'll be the first time I'm talking to Pajinda about the track Can I Live. It's featuring Brianna Marin as well. This is independent music at its best. If you like any of the independent tunes that I play, I do tag them in on Instagram and on my Facebook page. And, you know, all you need to do is you can go and like the pages or, you know, download the track, go and listen on Spotify. I did actually upload this. It's got how to support independent artists for free. Like their pages. In the world of music, every page like means so much to the musicians. Share their posts and content daily to help them spread the word, well, as much as you can. Make TikToks using their music and post them everywhere. Join their Facebook fan pages and become an active member. Add their music to your favourite playlists or listen on repeat. Call your local radio station and request their music. Lift them up with kind words and encouragement. And, you know, it's it really does make a difference. Very difficult to, you know, to be an independent musician. You love what you do, but, you know, it is really hard work. And I think there's over 100,000 new releases. I think it is released every single day. And this is one of the best ones. This is J-Cass, Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin and Pajinda. And the chat will be with him on Tuesday. Can't wait.
I don't want to cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. I don't want to do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live?
Listen, hey yo, 10 toes down, wearing my crown. Hearing that sound, you know who it is. As I navigate streets, my drip so neat, I'm so unique. You know who it is, I'm Chef City's finest. Bars like the Midas, call me your highness. You know where the shine is, I'm hooked on game. Method bring pain, injecting out your system, a brand new strain. Man's got fire, man's got flames. Yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same. They tried to put me down, so then I made a raise. And raised me sent up from cradle to grave. Listen. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Listen. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. What? David bust Goliath, you know. And then Goliath fell. You know. I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. I don't wanna do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes.
Chakra 2 a.m. I keep it on going, keep it on flowing. I keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and J-Cass. Bringing the past so quick, so fast. As you know, this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. Um novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia. Gia e eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha. Fortaleci, me disse o mundo, I am a great B. Fui guilhotina, peço game, Santos lá o fim. Vim agora com a revolta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse muia nique que esse winner sai que eu logo pus luz. Sangue na caneta, vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. I don't wanna do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes.
Listen.
Can I live?
Look, hey yo, no more tears, burn them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on graft, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life blessed in a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When I opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lighter, and life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Fighting
enough ears. And for those that don't hear, I guess I'll have to leave this track running for years. Nah, I didn't.
I don't wanna cry no more.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.